Up on Horseshoe Hill. Written by Penelope Janu and read by Cecilia Ramsdale. My brother's plot is in the third row of graves at the Horseshoe Hill Cemetery. Dad made his cross from a red gum branch, which fell near the cottage in a storm. Railway sleepers, faded dusky grey, mark the end of each row of graves. The timber is dusty and rough, but my jeans are dirty from work, so I sit and stretch out my legs. At the top of the rise is a tiny stone church, weathered and golden with age. My ute is the only car parked there today. More people will come on the weekend. Some pray at the church, or chat with the loved ones they've lost. Others take shelter from the sun. Our wheelbarrow and gardening tools are stored at the back of the nave. The land beyond the graveyard is mostly cleared for crops and sheep and cattle grazing. I can't see the river from where I'm sitting, but paper bark trees mark the flow. So, Liam, I guess you know it's the 2nd of August. Tears blur my view of the cross. You would have been 16. I saw Liam once when he was only 2 days old. Mum was holding him closely and rocking him gently, her eyelashes spiky and wet. She opened the blanket and showed him to me, his little nose and mouth and skinny arms and legs. Besides the paleness of his face and the stillness of his body, he was perfect. There are gums around the cemetery, thick silver trunks and grey-green leaves, but very little shelter for the graves. In summer and autumn, they're peppered with grass. Sometimes in winter, they're draped in white frost. For much of the year, Liam's plot is like the others. In spring, it comes to life. We planted the daffodil bulbs the day he was buried. The soil, ruddy red-brown and freshly dug up, was soft because of the rain. We made divots in the earth with our trowels, pushed the plump brown teardrops into the ground, and pressed the soil firmly around them. The rain was falling sideways in gusts and we were all cold and wet. When I said that planting a bulb was like tucking a baby into bed, Mum smiled bravely and then cried even harder. I started to cry too, and so did Dad, but later he said it was a good thing I'd spoken. The rain and our tears, the moisture and warmth fell into the dirt together. Mum died 2 years after Liam. That was 13 years ago, when I'd just turned 14. I was familiar with loss by then and knew better than to quip about tucking things in. We planted daffodils on Mum's grave too, and jonquils as well. Liam's grave was more difficult to sow the second time around. It was March and it hadn't rained in months. Dad softened the ground with water from the bore tap and we planted the jonquils one by one, taking care of the bulbs that were already there. Mum used to say that nothing smelled better than a jonquil, even the scent of a baby. My freshly washed hair or clean saddle leather